I was just reading in the Examiner the other day, Don Sherwood quits Hawaii, and Powell would like to bring you the true story. Don, are you really through with Hawaii?
It seems like it, yes.
How about the pronunciations, incidentally? When I say Hawaii, I think, should it be Hawaii? How do you say it over there?
You say Hawaii.
And I said Hawaii.
Honolulu?
Honolulu,
yeah.
Uli Uli Girls.
Cowie?
Yeah, and things like that.
Well, how did you like it?
What do you want to do now?
Well, talk about Hawaii for a minute.
Let's talk about Hawaii.
Yeah, you didn't like it there.
No, I didn't.
What about this Apu head or whatever they call him? I understand he's the Don Sherwood of Hawaii.
Right, and he's a wonderful guy.
Isn't
I love him, and he's terrific. And he's got the island wrapped up. And he doesn't use conjunctives. He says, me Tarzan, me heat. And that goes over real big.
They all talk that way over there?
A lot of them do.
They probably weren't ready for your literacy and articulateness.
True.
And so what will happen now?
Just as quite a few folks aren't ready for yours.
I don't know where you picked that up.
I heard about your ratings.
Story says that you're going to go on an extended trip through the desert country now.
True, an extended trip.
Is this medical?
Well, you could call it that.
There's been so much, you know. There's been so much talk, items
what you call your trip, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you do it in the desert, what the
hell? Yeah. You don't care where you are as long as you take that trip.
That's right, you take the trip.
Uh-huh. There's something in here about maybe you're going to turn your back on broadcasting.
Yes, Lon, I'm... Wait a minute. Ralph.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my back on broadcasting because I think I've given my all to broadcasting, and broadcasting hasn't given their all to me, and I'm now going into a creative field that has more scope than broadcasting. I feel movies, dirty movies.
Oh, uh-huh. They're the big thing now, I understand.
Well, they're going to be, if they're not now, but, I mean, they make money, and they're fun to do. I'm going to star in my first epic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to wear the mask?
No, just a sock.
This story says that you're going to direct. Are you going to direct, too?
Well, I'm going to direct. I'm going to run out and say, well, we're going to do that, and then run back into the scene.
Uh-huh. Is this going to mean that you're going to be in Hollywood? You're going to do it there?
No, we're going to do it right here because I've got more friends here than, you know.
I don't
care.
Yeah, I know. You can cast it easily.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't.
You can't stay in San Francisco without getting back into broadcasting, though, Don.
Can't I?
I don't. I'm predicting that you can't.
Oh. That's an interesting thought.
They'll make it too attractive to you, don't you think, really? Can you think of an easier way to make money than just being on the air playing some records for 3 hours a day?
You want to get serious, Ross?
Yeah.
No.
So you might get back into it. What if your first movie's a flop? What if by then, you know, it's going to take
years? In fact, I planned my first movie as a flop.
Okay.
That's what it's called. The flop.
But that's a good title.
But I would not go back into broadcasting, Rolf, because I hate broadcasting. I'm not overly fond of you.
I don't blame you.
I don't think any of your listeners would blame me.
I'd like some mail on this.
No, the truth of the matter is he'd like some mail. Any kind of mail. Right, anything, a postcard, a letter, nothing.
Give me your views since you've been back in town. Now, you surely listened to the radio a little bit when you were in the hospital, and I wonder what your reactions were.
It was only there 3 days. The rest of the time I've been wailing.
But what What are your impressions of what's happened to broadcasting
San
since you left here?
Broadcasting.
Yeah. You think there's anything here to listen to now that you're gone? I want you to overcome your natural humility now and tell us frankly. Is there nothing here now that you're gone?
I think you pretty well covered it.
Do you see any hope for somebody like Carter Smith, your protege?
No. None.
Without you, he's just not making it.
No, he never did without me.
Well?
There are very few people surrounding me ever make it on their own. I am what you call your sort of greatness that exudes and magnifies everyone around them, mm-hmm. such as yourself.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
Are you going to sleep?
What?
I'm getting bored.
Well,
for a Sunday afternoon, you know.
I'd like to talk for a moment about your quitting smoking. This article says you quit, and I think
right.
that's a very difficult process for a smoker to
it's
go through.
Very difficult.
What's the secret of your success in quitting?
Well, in the first place, you've got to realize what a silly thing it is.
Yeah.
And as I said in the article, it's tactile and visual.
Uh-huh.
Try, first fans, hi there, to have someone else hold the cigarette while you smoke it. That's one. Two, close your eyes when you take a drag and exhale. And you'll see that the whole thing is ridiculous.
If you close your eyes when you inhale, I tend to fall over. Without
well, that's
having
your problem,
to fix
but
it.
I don't.
But you should,
you know.
You think
I mean, we've had a few people call about that.
But you...
About
you,
your falling over.
You really think
you know,
so?
They never put it in the paper like they did with me, though. That's the thing that bugs me.
Listen, I'm sorry when I asked you about broadcasting.
You're probably sorry you had me on the program.
Well, not deeply, because what have we got to lose?
Do you ever feel anything deeply, Rolf?
No.
No, that's what I thought.
No, I was thinking, if you'd been here about a month ago, though, Don, one of your old idols was here. Les Crane was back in town.
I love sure. Les. Uh-huh. Les is one of the deeper guys.
He was here
in broadcast. Yeah, was he here on your program?
Not on my program, no. He was
you
on
You should have had him here.
I didn't think of that, darn it.
You could have linked up with him, possibly. Made a two-man show out of it.
Are you coming back to San Francisco after this trip to Arizona?
No.
What about the connection you have with San Francisco? Can you sever it just like that? Is it like a divorce
no,
or something?
No, I'm coming back. Figure that one out.
You are and you aren't, eh?
No. Actually, you know, you can take a Sierra Pine.
Can you?
Now, just a moment.
Oh.
Don't put me down.
No,
you can take a Sierra Pine, and you can transplant it to a tropical island, and it'll die. By the same token, you can take a eucalyptus from Australia and put it here, and it'll live. Got it?
Yeah. Is that all?
That's about it.
Gosh, I certainly have enjoyed this little arboreal discussion, Don, and I hope that...
What I'm trying to tell you is I can't be transplanted. I am a Sierra Pine.
When you're... I want to thank the Sierra Pine for being on my program, and Don,
just call me Pine.
Please keep in touch. Write to me, because I would like to get some mail.
Okay.